So, Kyle, you are currently number one on the School Games leaderboard. Your community is called 100 Days to Freedom Journey. You've added 50K monthly recurring revenue in just the last 18 days. That journey to freedom, when did that start for you? Like, what set you on that path?
Good question. So I was kind of the typical go to college, get a degree, and come out and work a W-2 job. And for me, that was accounting when I first started. So I was working as a CPA, making like 50 grand a year, and had my whole kind of like retirement vision planned out where I was going to retire at 65 with like $1 million. And about a year in, realized that it kind of sucked. Like you were working for someone else. Yeah, I mean, seriously, like you're working for someone else, and your whole path in terms of how you can make money is kind of pre-planned for you. Okay, you get this promotion and this promotion. And I knew that's not what I wanted. I didn't necessarily care about, hey, I want to make sure I have a bunch of money when I'm 65. It was more, I want to make sure I can, enjoy life, spend money now, and have freedom before then. And that's kind of what set me on that path myself.
So what kind of, like, I hate to use this term, but like, what kind of woke you up? Or maybe a better way to phrase that is, like, you had a dream that was 65, retire with $1 million, and that dream was like perfectly adequate for you for like a lot of your life, and then all of a sudden it wasn't. So like, what was that?
I think everyone probably has some kind of story like this, but for me, it was relationship driven. So I was in a relationship for 6+ years, had our entire future planned out together. We had a house, we had a dog. And then for me, it felt like one day she just kind of decided she didn't want to do life together anymore. Like literally left. I was stuck with the house. She took the dog, didn't really have
Ah,
any
she
money
took
at the
the
time.
dog,
She
Kyle.
took
What
the dog. I don't know
the
how terrible is that, right? Yeah, took the dog. And but seriously, that's kind of what it was. And at that point, it was like I didn't really have anything. And I knew if I was guy, there are two ways you can handle that, right? You can either sulk and complain and be bitter about it, or what I did was, hey, I want to be the absolute best version of myself. And that's kind of what took me down that road.
Crazy. So you have that kind of major life transition moment. And whenever that happens to us, it's like we're pretty open to new ideas. That's why like marketers love to target us when we like just have a baby or move house or go on holiday. We're like very,
100%.
very malleable. So like what messages got into your very palatable brain in that moment that like really took root? Like who inspired you? Any mentors appear? Anyone show you the path to freedom?
So for me, I suppose it kind of started with like Russell Brunson
Cool.
and getting into that. Yeah, I got into the whole but
Yeah, I
and I
see
never
the Seven Comet Club stuff on the back wall. Super cool.
There's a couple of them back there. So that kind of got me into that world because it just opened a different doing things. And there was a lot to learn, obviously. I didn't know what I was doing, but I think just seeing that, hey, you could do stuff online opened the door for a lot more possibility. Where me growing up, it was, hey, I live in a small town. If you make 100 grand a year, you're a baller and you
Oh,
just work
yeah.
a W-2 job and get promoted. But seeing people like Russell and just kind of that whole funnel world was like, wow, these people are talking about numbers that I didn't even fathom before. So if I can do a fraction of that, then there's a lot more possibility than I originally thought.
So, what were some of your early funnels? What were some of your early offers? And, like, what failed miserably and what started to get traction?
Yeah, so not too many people know this story, but I kind of planned what I was going to do for months. So at the time I was working at transition on accounting, was working as a financial advisor, but still wanted to be online. I wanted to get out of that kind of traditional finance role and really have more of an online feel to what I was doing. So I planned stuff for months. I mean, I watched every single funnel, like read all the ClickFunnels books, was watching videos, had like 100+ pages of iPad notes, was ready to launch my first webinar. And I launched this thing. One person showed up, literally a single person, and the sound didn't work. They couldn't even hear what I was saying. So it was
Oh.
just an absolute bomb. And that was kind of the
What's
point that I
worse,
was like,
one person showing up or like 10,000 people showing up and the sound not working?
yeah, at least if 10,000 people show up, you feel like you're on to something. Like one person shows up, you're like, wow, I am way off the mark here, way off the mark. So I think it's just kind of a lesson in, hey, you can plan stuff, but ultimately the fastest way to success is just to learn from somebody that's already done it.
Sure. So like, what was that webinar? Give us a teaser for what we all missed out on way back then.
Yeah. So really I was talking about day trading and investing, kind of laying out a path. And I tried to model it off of the perfect webinar. And I swear the slides were pretty good, right? It was laid out where you have kind of the journey you're taking people on, and then the transformation that they're going to undergo, and then, you know, the offer stack and the pitch. But it just obviously didn't go the way it was going to go.
So how many years ago roughly was that, Kyle?
Yeah, that was early 2020.
So really, like, it's the seed of what you're doing now. And so when we all watch from afar in the Coliseum seats at the school games, we're like, who is this guy Kyle coming on the scene, dropping 50K MMR? You're like, bro, I've been building this offer for quite some time.
Yeah. So I've been 4 years, like, it, in the context of most people's kind of career journey, it doesn't seem like that long. When you're in this space, I think every year you learn a ton, as long as you're constantly moving forward and trying to improve. And that's kind of what I did after that. It was okay. Like, obviously I didn't have this thing figured out for myself, so I'm going to pay for help and start there and try to build. And there's been a lot of changes over the last 4 years. It's never a linear path, right? It's, hey, you kind of move forward and take a couple steps back and then move forward again. That's very much what it's been like.
So what is it about making money online that you were like drawn to? Because even what you said earlier, you're like, yeah, I just want to get out of this W-2 stuff. That makes sense, right? So you want the freedom there. But like, you seem to talk about like making money online as if it was just like alluring thing.
Yeah. I think there's a couple things that are appealing to it. The ceiling is obviously infinitely higher than anything that I grew up with, where, hey, you work a W-2 job, you get promoted, especially in little Saginaw, Michigan, where I grew up. 100 grand, like, you ain't getting a whole lot higher than that. Like, that's it. But when you have the entire country as your marketplace, the ceiling can be so much higher. But I, maybe more than that, I never really wanted to be the person that kind of goes about their life, works Monday through Friday, takes maybe one vacation a year, and like, that's life. I wanted to go places or travel, be able to work from anywhere, set my own schedule. And that's very much stuff you can do online.
Yeah, super interesting. So when one person showed up to the webinar, like, why did you decide to move forward? Like, what was it inside you that was like, yeah, I think maybe, just maybe, this whole thing might work out, as opposed to being like, what a lot of people do is like, it didn't work, I'm going to go try something else.
Yeah. So I always knew I could help people with what I was teaching, because I did it myself. And I think that gives you a lot of confidence that you can help others. So I knew the offer could be good. And I never really struggled a whole lot with self-doubt. Like, I've always had confidence that I can reach a higher level of potential. And when you don't really have much, there's not really anything to lose, right? So at the time, it was like, yeah, few grand in the bank account. So what do you really got to lose except to keep going?
That's awesome. So before we talk about your community and how you've built it out and some of the tactics, because I know you're champing at the bit to talk tactics. Talk to me a little bit about that own, your own transformation that you went on. Because you say, you know, I did this in my own life. I feel confident that I can do this for other people. So like, lay that out for us a little bit. Like, walk us through the epiphany bridge of your own life and kind of how that happened.
So after the whole personal shakeup happened, so even kind of before that, I was in a place where I was working as a financial advisor for a bigger firm and kind of already knew that wasn't going to be the long-term path. It was very much, hey, you're trying to manage assets for retirees, and my network wasn't a bunch of retirees. It was people my own age in mid-20s. They don't have a lot of money, right? So I knew I wanted a different path. I wanted to be online. I needed something, and it started for me with day trading. And that's essentially what I teach, is day trading and investing principles to go on the back end of that. So that's kind of what got me going down that road. And yeah, anyone that's tried day trading before knows it's not a, it's definitely not a linear path to success. It was very much trial and error and a lot of failure the first couple of years. But as I was going through that personal situation, that's when it started kind of falling into place for me. So you kind of come through that and it gives you clarity that, hey, you know what? I can go down this path further now. I have the freedom to do that. There's no life path laid out ahead of me that I have to follow. So I'm going to go deeper down that rabbit hole, really work on that skill. And then you start having success with that skill. And all of a sudden the online world becomes more available to you because now you know you can help others with it.
Yeah, for sure. Where does a desire to help others come from in your own life? Like if you look back to like childhood or school years or wherever, it's like, is there any kind of like anywhere that was sprinkled in?
Probably more my parents, I suppose, where you hear a lot of people that have a story about how even, you know, Alex Hormozy has a similar story where parents didn't support them and didn't really have that kind of support behind them from family. That was never my story. My parents were always very, very supportive, always believed in what I could do. And I grew up in an environment where they coached me to want to help people in a sense where, even through youth sports and getting coaching there and really just kind of instilling those values that, hey, your purpose is to do more and to help people. And I always had that in my life. So making a transition to helping other people do the same was kind of natural for me.
At what point in your own like personal development journey, your own technical ability as a day trader, your own leveling up the video game character in the entrepreneurial simulation, like at what point did you feel confident and ready to like, okay, now I'm going to start teaching other people how to do this?
Yeah, it was really 2020. So for context, the personal stuff happened in late 2017, 2018. I can't remember the year now, but 2020 was really the year that started to take off for me. Before that, the most I had made was about 150 grand, which still was a big deal for me at the time.
Dude, 50 grand more than the richest guy in your neighborhood.
I know. It was wild, right? It was like three times more than I was making as a CPA. But 2020 was the year it kind of took off for me where, and in market conditions were ideal for that year because it was straight down and then straight up. But that was the most money I had made by far in 2020. And that's kind of what gave me confidence. And it all kind of lined up. So day trading starts taking off. Then everything shuts down. And okay, well, now's the timing to be online. So that's really when I got started with summer of 2020 with the online stuff. And it just happened to coincide with when my day trading really took off as well.
Super cool. And how'd you come across school?
How did I come across school? So I've been following Alex, Sam, a lot of those names for a while. So I kind of have my pulse on a lot of what's going on in the online space just because I enjoy it. I like seeing what other people are doing, learning. I think it's always a journey to learn and grow. I don't think you ever stop growing. So school was something that I kind of knew about early and then just kind of made the transition this year to go all in on it because you kind of get into... At the time, you have just go high level. There's all kinds of other places you can build courses and stuff on. But when you start to see the traction that they're building with it, it's okay. Like this is a platform that I want to be a part of because I know the people that are building it. Like they're the biggest names in the space. So maybe I should get on board with that.
Absolutely. And so, you know, preschool, that's a funny word. Preschool. Yeah. Were you just doing courses? Did you also have like a community component to what you were doing?
Yeah. So we were doing stuff on Discord before school, which it was a little just disjointed, right? We had our course in one place and then we had our community in another place. So that's already two moving parts. So we had our course on Go High Level and then community and Discord. And you're trying to connect those two things and it went okay, but it never really felt like that smooth, everything is in one place, community type feel to it. I think the great thing about school is it's still early. Like there's still going to be a lot of stuff that they're building to make it even better. So this is just the eating version of it, which I'm really excited about.
So you're clearly a power user of the platform. I mean, we're kind of just over halfway through the month, but you're looking pretty set. Although you never know what happens in the last kind of 24 hours of the school games, if the previous months are anything to go by. So, like, what do you love about the platform? And what would you like to see change about the platform?
What I love is there's a lot of the core features you want from a community in the same place. So you have a classroom environment. You have a chat environment. You have some fun kind of built into it. And you can kind of customize how you want to use that fun in terms of the gamification. But it feels a little bit more professional and streamlined than something like a Discord where it's kind of the Wild West and it's what we were using before. What I would love to see, so here's my little pitch for Alex or Sam or whoever's building some of this stuff. I would love to see some kind of live chat room, as opposed to a kind of post and you got to drop down and see what comes in, even if it's just a single live chat room. So people feel like they're communicating back and forth live. Doesn't work for everyone's offer, but for my guys, they love being able to interact throughout the course of the day. And it's a big part of what they've come to expect from our community. So that's my little plug for having some kind of live chat.
Super cool. And lay out for us then, like, let's talk tactics. Like, sure. How have you gone about building out your community? What's been working for you in terms of driving traffic to your about page? Do you drive traffic to your about page? Do you use a funnel? Like, talk to me.
Yeah. So right now we're still using a funnel. I'll probably test the budget to the about page within the next couple of weeks here. But right now we're going opt-in page and built it on Goal High Level. So we'll go opt-in and then the landing page that takes them right into school. I just cut out that step, start testing traffic right to the about page next month. A lot of what I do though is learned tactics from failures in the past, and then just improving on stuff that you'll learn from Alex and Stan in terms of offer framework and giving value. So I have free group and a paid group, and the free group, I'm very, very clear in all of our marketing, all of our stuff on the front end where we drive Facebook ads to our opt-in pages, that I'm going to give you all of the course material for free. It's going to be right there in that free group. I'm not going to hold anything back. You're going to have all of the information. I think just that right there sets us apart a little bit in the marketplace, because most people will charge for the course. And we don't do that. We're going to give you all of the information for free. It makes our front end marketing a lot sexier. So we'll get right now we're getting like $3.50 lead costs, which is way better than what we were doing before we started taking that approach. But what it does, it gives us a lot of leads. And then our paid group is really just a couple different offers that extend on that, where if you want more support, more coaching, you want Zoom sessions, you want more help to get to your goal faster, that's what the 100 Days to Freedom journey is all about. And we priced it in a way to where we believe that we're given 10 times the value for a tenth of the cost. And there's a clear distinction between, hey, free group, you're getting all of the information for free. It builds trust. And people are more likely to take that next step when they do need more help in our paid group. That's more of our low ticket offer. So we'll run free to our low ticket 100 Days to Freedom journey, $95 a month. And then from an offer standpoint, what we do is say, hey, for people that they have a little bit more access to resources, how can we help them get a result faster with less effort? So all I did was I automated what I do from a day trading standpoint. So essentially does it for them. That's more of our higher ticket offer, $1,000 a month. And we'll have a lot of people that want to do that because they have the resources. And for people with money, they don't necessarily want to learn something new. What they want is to get the result faster with less effort. And that's essentially what that can do.
What surprised you the most from inside your community?
Surprised me the most? It's a good question. I would say just the number of people that were willing to take that higher ticket offer. And we changed some stuff based on the school games to offer that to people. Where originally we were selling it for $20,000 on the front end, and it's all up front. And because of the school games, we kind of decided, hey, we're going to give people an intro to it for $1,000 a month. We're going to let them go monthly. And our numbers this month have been crazy. We booked 70-something calls and closed 50 of them, which is ridiculous for a $1,000 a month high-ticket type offer. So that really surprised me. And you can do a lot with that if you're bringing in that kind of cash flow on the front end, because we've spent like 10 grand on ads and collected way more than that. And it's all occurring. So it gives us a lot of room to grow and scale.
Very cool. If/when you make it to Vegas for the one day with Hormozy and Sam, what specifically would you be most hungry to learn and get out of that experience?
I think whenever you're talking to people like Alex or Sam, you always want to know what you don't know. And for me, we've had $200,000 type months, but we've never really gone to that next level. And what does it take to maintain at that next level? Because anyone can do it for a single month, but how do you stay at something like $500,000 a month? How do you build the infrastructure and the team to allow for that? So that's really the conversation I want to have is, I'm here. How do I make sure I get here, but stay here?
I love the entrepreneurial journey, Kyle. It's so awesome because, like, you know, you're throwing out numbers that if you go back, you know, Kyle growing up, he's like, yeah, hold on a second. I'm making more in 1 month than the richest guy in my neighborhood would have made in the whole year as a W-2 employee. Like, that's just phenomenal. Like, how has your life changed as a result of the entrepreneurial journey? Like, what are some of the benefits if you go on this journey? Because, like, it's tough, it's hard, there's sacrifices, a lot of courage, like there's downsides. What are some of the upsides?
It's pretty crazy, and I've never really reflected on it that way, because when you're in it, you know, it does feel like a game, like a competition. You're building, you're going.
How'd I get to a middle month, man? Can I do it the next year? Come on, let's go.
There's rarely times where you take a step back and reflect, that I still haven't really done that yet. But as far as life changes, right now I'm in a place where I don't feel stressed about money, and I don't live an extravagant lifestyle to begin with. Like, for me, spending 10 grand in a month is, I can't even fathom how to spend more than that. But it sounds crazy, right? But when you grow up in Little Saginaw, Michigan, like, you don't need a lot. So, but beyond that, it's being able to, I talked about travel. We take several trips a year and we basically go whenever we want, because I can work from anywhere. I can take my entire business with me. I can take day trading with me. And I'm lucky enough to have a girlfriend that also has a flexible job. So we can basically go wherever we want to. Last year, we took trips to Hawaii. We were in Miami, got a chance to go hiking in Arizona. That's stuff that we love to do. And we can keep doing that because of going down this path.
Do you ever see a point in the future where you would transition your business 100% into the community coaching stuff? Or do you think you'll always have day trading be a part of your life? Like, how do you kind of think about the makeup of your business like that?
I think it will become more automated, maybe isn't the right word, but it will become more time efficient as I go along, especially with adding in more, you know, monthly recurring type revenue on the business side that gives me more freedom to really build and scale a team without necessarily having to sell to people every single month to maintain those kind of levels. And then on the day trading side, that world is kind of evolving already to where you can do a lot more with automation. So that's kind of the way I see that going, where at the beginning, it was very much me glued to the screen and making stuff happen and having to
wired
be there
into
all
the
time. Yeah. So I think if anything else, is I have to do less, but can still get a similar result. And that's kind of what the dream is, right? It's not necessarily money. It's being able to do whatever you want with your time.
Absolutely, man. Wrapping up then, this is, I think it's a classic ClickFunnels question, actually. You've primed my subconscious for all the ClickFunnels content. If you lost everything, Kyle, right? Like, literally everything tonight, and you had to go about rebuilding from scratch, you didn't have any capital, you only have the knowledge that you have in your head and your life experience, what would you do? And if you can kind of pepper that a little bit with, what would you say to the person listening to this who's maybe just in the early stages of that journey, who's really looking to get something going down that pathway to freedom as you've laid out today?
Yeah, so I'll tackle the back half of that question first, if it's okay, because this is something I thought about because I was in a similar position, right? I didn't really have anything at the beginning. And one of my big regrets is that it took me too long to get going because I analyzed every single decision and had hundreds of pages of notes and wanted it to be right and perfect before I got it out there. And it's just not really the way being an entrepreneur, especially an online business entrepreneur, works. You have to get it out there as quickly as possible so you can learn where you need to improve. If I would have done that webinar 6 months earlier, which I could have done, then I would have saved myself 6 months of knowing what I need to solve for. And that's kind of the way the journey works. It's not, hey, everything is going to be right, and then I'm just going to go in kind of a straight linear line up. It's, I'm going to get stuff out there, and certain stuff is not going to work. It's going to break. And then I'm going to learn what I need to do to fix or improve that stuff. That's going to allow me to move higher. And it's a constant game of that the entire time. So the biggest advice I would give is just get it out there. Get it out there and you will learn what works and what doesn't work and where you need to improve. Don't be shy about, especially if you have the resources, going and getting help from someone that already knows what they're doing. If I would have done that 6 months earlier, I would have been a lot further ahead. So that's really, in terms of tactically how I would start it, I think a lot of times people get hung up on all the little nuts and bolts that you could think about. Like, what do I want my brand colors to be? And should I say this or this? Should I use this as an opt-in page or run it to an about page? Do I need this little software piece? The most important thing is, can you get someone a result? Focus on your actual offer in delivering an experience and a result for another human being. And if you can do that, everything else will become easier. Your marketing will become easier. Your sales will become easier. Your fulfillment will become easier. Focus on that first. Like, what can you actually help someone get a result in? Build something around that and then worry about all the other nuts and bolts.
Awesome. Kyle, really, really appreciate it. Thanks so much for everything you shared. There will be a link to Kyle's school community. Would you like us to link the free one or the paid?
You can link the free one. That's fine.
Yeah, yeah. So there'll be a link to Kyle's
free community. Get the full experience. That's right.
Yeah, stack the offer. Bro, I'll sell it for you. It's like, dude, there is all the information is in there, man. Absolutely everything Kyle has. He's holding nothing back from you guys. Click the link in the description. But generally, it's there. And if you are interested in competing in the school games, there'll be a link to join that as well. And other than that, thanks for spending this time with us. And Kyle, thanks again. Looking forward to seeing you in Vegas.
You bet, buddy. It was a lot of fun.